USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta now scheduling a news conference for this afternoon where he may address the calls for his resignation after it was learned that when he was serving as U.S. attorney in Florida, he gave Jeffrey Epstein a cushy secret plea deal, allowing Epstein to avoid federal charges. And he only served 13 months in jail despite charges of trafficking and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
"And it's very disturbing to me this man is even out walking around. I know the president said yesterday that he was going to review this, and I'll leave it up to the president."
The U.S. women's soccer team being honored in New York City with a ticker tape parade after their Women's World Cup victory in France. After the confetti showering, there's now a rally going on at New York City Hall. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The UK ambassador to the United States resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the UK's foreign office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy.
"Congratulations. You're everything we've come to expect from years of government training."
That's actor Rip Torn appearing in one of the Men in Black films. He's died at the age of 88.
"And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer."
Torn, best known for his role on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show. Forecasters now say there's a 90% chance that a tropical depression will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. A federal appeals court has just dismissed a lawsuit against President Trump that alleged he had violated emoluments clauses in the U.S. Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkleman represents the girl's family.
"This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident."
Billionaire Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, Perot was known for his straight-talking approach during his White House run in 1992, as illustrated in this clip from a debate.
"To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south."
Perot also had this memorable line from CBS's Face the Nation.
"And again, every time you get into, see, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. I've said it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about her."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.